You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. Day two of Chiefs rookie minicamp was underway on Sunday. We heard from a group of new Chiefs in offensive lineman Darian Kennard, new wide receiver Sky Moore, as well as wide receiver Justin Ross, and running back Isaiah Pacheco and defensive back Jalen Watson. We'll go in that order, starting with Darian Kennard, followed by Sky Moore, then Justin Ross. Then we'll take a quick timeout, and when we get back, you'll hear from Isaiah Pacheco and Jalen Watson. Here's Darian Kennard.
The first day out there, what was it like? What did you kind of experience? What did you learn?
Biggest thing was just getting in the playbook, just kind of soaking up everything I can. Going in, working on details, honestly, just getting a better technique and learning a new playbook.
Was it exciting to get out there and put that jersey on for the first time?
It was, man. It was really fun. I mean, I got the first practice, I guess, rookie mini camp as a Kansas City Chief, so that was pretty cool.
The Chiefs last year started three rookies on the offensive line. What kind of motivation does that give you coming in here knowing that you could immediately compete for a starting job?
Of course, it gives me a lot of motivation, but at the end of the day, it's going to be a lot of hard work and busting my butt to get there. So we're just going to keep our head down and keep working.
How many teams, Darian, told you that they wanted you at guard? And is it sort of a reassurance that the Chiefs want you at tackle?
A lot of teams asked. They never said, hey, we're going to play you a guard. Some teams said, yeah, we see you as a guard. At the end of the day, it was coming in for me and trying to make an impact. So whatever position that was, it's pretty cool that, you know, coming in, they see me as a tackle. But at the end of the day, I was going to come in and compete for any job I could. So it's pretty reassuring that I could play tackle in a position I've been comfortable with. And now it's just time to get working.
If the Chiefs asked you what your favorite position was, where you're most comfortable, would that be your answer, the right tackle?
Yeah, I would say right tackle is the best position for me in terms of experience. That's where a majority of my snaps were. But that doesn't in any means make me feel like I couldn't play any other position.
Kentucky, you had said that they were thinking about moving you to left tackle.
Yep.
It seems like in this mini camp, you're going to be doing reps both at left and right tackle. Mm-hmm. Is there any sort of difference playing the two positions, especially when you're not doing it obviously in pads?
Right. When you're out there without pads on and you're switching from right to left, you really have to lock in on details. It's like switching from, in basketball, shooting right-handed to shooting left-handed or vice versa. It's just, it's a different feel, and, the smallest details make a huge difference on both sides. So it's just a feel thing, but it feels good going out there and to be able to get reps at my old position, I should say.
You expressed your feelings about your draft position last week. Is that something you can carry forward?
Of course. I mean, chips on my shoulder, but... got to be smart-minded and keep my head down and work. First things first, I got to compete for a job. And then, I can keep carrying that chip on my shoulder against other teams.
What's your overall impressions of just all the rookies, since there's 10 of you guys who drafted so many more, kind of getting together, getting to know them? What's your impressions of all the guys?
It's a great group. I mean, we're all hungry. We all want to stand out and, do what we can to be a part of this team and be on the roster when season comes. So right now, good fun with everybody. We're all having a good time, and we're just trying to get better.
What would you say is the biggest learning curve for you trying to transition to the league?
Smallest details matter. It could be a difference between an inch or two in terms of hand placement or 3 inches in terms of where you step forward, backward, or lateral. So it just really comes down to details at this level.
Any barbecue yet? Any barbecue yet?
Not yet.
I don't know if you had known of George before, obviously coming together as teammates now. I know it's very early, but just your first impressions of him.
Didn't know him prior, but honestly, we're all meshing pretty well. We're doing good as a team, and I think we're all making each other better. So he's doing a great job, and he's a good character guy.
Thank you.
Not a football-related question, but with it being Mother's Day, do you have any inspirational women in your life, and how have they inspired you?
Oh, of course, my mother. You know, my mom's, you know, I don't know if anybody saw anything about me, but, you know, my mom's my rock, and, you know, we lean on each other heavily. And I texted my mom before I went out to walk through and just let her know I love her and happy Mother's Day. But, yeah, she's my rock.
You got to tell us about your hair briefly. I'm guessing because of Kentucky. Are you open to dyeing it red?
Oh, yeah, no, I was going to. That's the game plan. You know, right now, just getting through minicamp, and biggest focus is just getting better at my position. And, you know, this will turn red eventually. So just know that.
I'm all into that.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Darren.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
guys, fire away.
You had to look when you came on your face. A little different from Zoom.
Ah, yeah, it's definitely a little different from Zoom.
Guy, what do you think you bring maybe to the receiving room here that maybe they didn't have before you came?
I feel like the receiving room that I'm walking into had about everything that, you know, but I feel like I bring versatility and just another playmaker.
Guy, how's your hamstring feeling, and do you think that's going to be a problem the rest of the season?
Nah, I feel like it's getting better, and it's a minor hamstring tweak. I'm just working with Rick right now, and I'm going to be back soon.
Scott, I see your teammate Josh Nunley is also here, so.
Bryce Nunley, yeah.
What does that mean just to have somebody familiar with you going into camp?
It means a lot. Like, I talked to them. It's Bryce Nunley and Mike Caliendo. So, we're Western Michigan is well represented in the camp. So, I'm just happy to get back on the field with those guys.
What are you learning about the playbook so far? And, you know, how do you feel you mesh into this system?
I feel like this is the best system for me. And the playbook is you know, I've figured out, like, you can't really stop our playbook. You know, it's just something, it's just everything about their plays just is a way for us to attack the defense in every type of way.
You said before that you studied Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Any surprise that you've been compared to
him? Nah, I don't think so. He's a good football player. I like to think of myself as the same. And, you know, he does a lot of the things that, you know, I try to do.
You've chosen to wear number 24.
Yeah.
A lot of guys, young guys at least, that choose that number, you know, look at Kobe Bryant as, you know, one of their, you know, inspirations. Is that one of the reasons you chose that number?
I'd be lying if I said it was, but it was just I wanted to keep it just because that's who I felt. I grew into myself with this number, so I'm just ride it out.
With talking to so many teams before the draft, mm-hmm. Is there something that you specifically wanted the Chiefs to know about you when you talked with them?
For not just specifically the Chiefs, but just every team in the league, just to know that I'm a consistent player, I'm a worker, and I'm gonna do whatever the team needs to win.
Yep. Any expectations? Go ahead.
Any conversations with Pat so far? I know you sort of shared how excited you were when you got drafted that night.
We had a couple conversations just about coming in here, getting the playbook down, and taking the mental reps, and, you know, doing everything I can to, you know, help me and set me up for the next step.
What expectations do you have for yourself as a rookie?
Really, I just want to come in here and just carve my role out and do whatever the team needs for me to do so we can go get that next Super Bowl.
What do you see as the biggest learning curve when you went to the NFL?
Really, just how detailed the playbook is. Everything matters, from your split to the route to the leverage of the corner. It's everything, so That's definitely a you know, some not new, but just more amplified.
Not a football-related question. It's Mother's Day. Do you have any inspirational women in your life?
Yes. I got all of my grandmas, my mom, and, you know, even my best friend's mom. So happy Mother's Day if you guys are watching. And I love you guys.
How have they impacted you?
They just, you know, they impacted me so much throughout my life, just on all aspects, but really just how to treat women. And, you know, like, just the type of, like, I look into my girl, like, in my girlfriend, I not expect, but, like, I see the same things my mother does, yeah.
Watching the Chiefs in the past and knowing what you know, I mean, do you look at this and say, hey, there's things that Tyreek did that I know I can do? Or do you see, you know, other players and other roles that you think you fit into?
Yeah, I just, they make plays. I try to make plays. So if you're a playmaker, I want to do the same.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Go ahead, guys. Fire away.
Hey, Justin, it's been kind of an eventful couple of years for you. What's the last few couple months as you've been getting ready for this draft? What's it been like for you?
A lot of hard work. Putting in the time for real, just trying to get back to, you know, that normal me.
How far are you from being the normal you, as you say?
Oh, no, I feel good.
You feel like you're that player right now?
Oh, yeah. Earlier in your career? Yes, sir, I feel good.
Justin, how ready are you to prove a lot of doubters wrong that we wouldn't, as a, you know, basically not drafted, ready to prove people wrong?
Of course I'm ready to prove everybody wrong, but, I mean, I'm just trying to feel my spot, and I play my part on the team. Just see what I can do over this summer.
As an undrafted free agent, obviously you have a lot of choices. Why the Chiefs? What was about the Chiefs that made you want to sign here?
Just, you know, having, you know, Pat Mahomes, great quarterback, Andy Reid, great coach, and then it's good receiver group. It feels like a family here. I only been here for like a day, but like they treat me like family, so made a good choice.
Your former college teammate, obviously, is here in Cornell Powell. Yeah. How much did he play as a recruiter to tell you to come here?
Oh, now he didn't really play much as a recruiter, though. But he been helping me a lot. He been helping me a lot throughout this whole process.
So you had the spinal surgery, and then you get your way back, and the foot comes up. Just how frustrating has that been, and how did you find a way to sort of push through those challenges and just continue to kind of keep the faith there?
It was frustrating, but like I ain't really had stuff easy for me, so I didn't have to push through a lot of stuff, so it wasn't really too bad for me.
Is there someone that you rely on that maybe helped you kind of through some of that with the rehab and then just again keeping the faith that you can become a pro and excel here?
The group down at Ixos at Frisco, they put a lot of work into me, so yeah, I shout them out.
Sorry, just how much did last year sort of prove to yourself that when you get the opportunity in the NFL, that it can even go better than obviously your initial return at Clemson?
Just because I'm going to be healthy this go around. Just going to be like all the way healthy. I played through a broke foot last year, so I just feel like this round going to be real different.
Is there an NFL receiver that you kind of see your game in that's in the league right now?
I like Keenan Allen. I like to mock my game after Keenan Allen a little bit.
What is it? How do you see the similarities between yourself and him?
Pretty tall guy. He like 6'2", 6'3", so he can move real good, run good routes and stuff like that.
Was there a place you thought you might be drafted?
In
the draft, like round, whatever it might be?
I was hoping, but like I knew it was a possibility of this outcome right here, so I ain't really, you know, getting too much into it.
Did you spend much time with the Chiefs before the draft?
Nah, not really.
What gives you the confidence that this Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes offense is the ideal fit for what you bring to the table?
Just because I've seen like players like me, like kind of like Sammy, just, you feel me, come here and excel in this offense. So I feel pretty good about it.
So you've seen Sammy win for the Ravens when he was here, and you
think
you can kind of fill that role?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, something like that, I guess.
GM Brevy said as long as you know you're healthy, you're going to have a shot, right? Mm-hmm. So have they talked to you about, you know, what they expect from you and, you know, your
health-wise? I'm just trying to feel my role, man. Just trying to get out of the way how I was.
Can you explain, Justin, how maintenance and just coming back when you were a freshman at Clemson, how it might look different now in terms of trying to make sure you stay healthy but obviously get the right sort of treatment and maintenance?
Can you repeat that one more time for me?
How different was it from game to game when you were a freshman before all the injuries to where it is now, and how much you'll have to work between the games to make sure that you stay healthy?
It's a little different because, like, my freshman year, I ain't had no problems. I ain't had no injuries like that, no real stuff that would keep me out of the game. So, like, with coming into the past season with Clemson, I mean, it was pretty difficult, but I feel like this go around, I'm going to be healthy, so I feel good.
You mentioned Sammy. Has he reached out to you? Have you reached out to him to just ask him, you know, what to expect here in Kansas City?
No, I ain't talked to him.
Anytime anybody goes through surgery, there's always doubts and second guesses. You know, were there times last year where, you know, you felt you got tested, whether it was, you know, hits or you were able to do something on the field that you felt like you were kind of pushing past the surgeries and getting past them?
I mean, yeah, just the whole thing, just like with, you know, with what the narrative is about my surgery. I feel like I pushed through a lot of just knowing, like, the, you know, the circumstances.
Justin. Do you have expectations for yourself as a rookie?
Just get my foot in the door, try to make plays.
Justin, not football related, but with it being Mother's Day, do you have any women in your life that have inspired you?
Oh yeah, my mama, my grandma, auntie, all the women in my life really like play a big part.
Justin, it seems like that like gets to you. You know, you seem really confident and like you can brush everything off. Where does that come from, and how have you gained all of that?
Just from my mama. Like she ain't never like really gave me nothing easy. So like just coming up, she taught me how to push through stuff for real, and just know how to survive for real.
Given your journey right now, how much did it feel to walk through the facility and to actually put the uniform on, put the helmet, and go through a practice yesterday?
I don't know. It felt good, man, because like you said, with what I had going on, you never knew if I was going to be able to be out here at all, period. So, yeah, it felt real good.
Talk about your mom. You said before that you want to be able to tell your mom and your grandma that they don't have to work anymore. Is that what pushes you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just to put my family in a better position to live life and for generations to go on.
Yes, thanks, Justin.
Appreciate it. One thing I just have to start with is Lil Poppy. Where's it come from?
Back in the day, they used to call me Pop, but then my uncle, rest in peace, my uncle, he used to call me Pop Lottie. Then it went to Lil Poppy instead of Pop Lottie, so it's Lil Poppy. Then 856, the area code in New Jersey, so I use 856 a lot.
Why number 10? You know, obviously, do you feel any pressure knowing who previously wore that number?
Definitely know who wore it, and I don't feel any pressure. I wore this number before my freshman year in college, and did a great job with it. It's more not the number, it's the player. So, you know, I'm the guy that's wearing it and just got to go out there and execute wherever they need me at.
What have been your impressions so far of the offense now that you got your hands on the playbook?
Excuse me?
What are your impressions of the offense now that you got your hands on the playbook?
You know, just take it day by day and just keep going over with Coach Lewis and, you know, look at the guys that have been here before. When they come back, you know, just take advice from them and, you know, kind of just get a routine going.
With it being Mother's Day, off the topic of football, do you have any inspirational women in your life that you look up to?
Yes, my mother. Her name is Felicia Cannon. She lost two kids due to murder, so I look up to my mother a lot. She's very strong, and for me to be on the stage and represent her and my family is a blessing.
Did you get to share your draft night with family and tell us
yes.
about that?
Draft night, I went for 2 days. I was thinking more so like late thirdish round, but you know, didn't work out, you know, the kind of way I wanted. So I went to the next day. Family was there. We're at a place called Doubled Eagle. It's kind of a little sports bar. One of my other buddies from Violent got drafted from the Rams. So we kind of just I followed his footsteps and went to the same place and just was waiting for the call. And when I got it, stepped outside. It was crazy. Coach Reed was asking, "Was I alive?" And I heard him say, "Go." I believe they said, "We're going to turn your ticket and you know, turn the TV on." So I was so excited. I put the phone in my pocket. Mind you, I didn't even know. I didn't even hang up. And Coach was still on the phone. and everybody was just screaming. Coach was like, "Wow, like you're live." I was like, I couldn't even hear you just screaming. So definitely a blessing. I'm blessed to be here and ready to take advantage of the opportunity.
What did you think about Kansas City before you got here?
I used to play with him a lot on the game, especially Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill. So, you know, just using those guys, looking up to them, watching them, and being in the shoes like they were when they were a rookie, just taking it day by day and for me to execute when I have the opportunity out there on the field, wherever it is, whatever position, to help the team win.
You said you thought you were going to be a third-round guy. You carry a chip on your shoulder now?
Definitely do. Always carry the chip, you know. From Rutgers, we got a lot of people that, you know, hates Rutgers. But me, I'm a New Jersey guy. I bleed sweat and, you know, tears. New Jersey, I got it tatted on me. It says, "Go hard or go home." You got New Jersey here, the Scarlet Knight, and my Violent High School logo. So I'm a Jersey guy. And, you know, for me to be here in Kansas to represent New Jersey, I'm going to do it to the best ability I can.
Justin.
You said you're the youngest one to do it. Feel like Pat Mahomes. What made you say that?
There was a song. There was a song, and one of the rappers, he was saying, you know, talking about Pat Mahomes and stuff like that. And for me to, you know, actually feel like I'm actually about to be in the situation to play with him and protect him, for me to just, you know, just be in the position I am, just take advantage of it and go block my behind off of Patrick.
Have you had any contact with Clyde or Ronald Jones thus far? And, if not, I guess not. If not, what unique traits do you think that maybe you could bring to that?
I haven't contacted Clyde yet, but definitely two different types of runners. Phil is a little bit more different size than Clyde. So whatever I'm able to help at on the team and whatever coach wants me to do, I'm going to do it. Don't matter what position it is. It don't even matter. I'm just ready to get out there and just to make the team, it's going to be exciting.
Last one.
With playing in sport, you got to obviously play with confidence. But for you, where does your confidence come from?
My confidence comes from my hardships. Say, you know, losing two siblings and, you know, people don't really go through that nowadays. And for me to make it to where I'm at today and, you know, and look back on it, it was a lot of hard work done. And, you know, I just leaned on my mother and my parents for them to guide me to make my sister and my brother proud, looking up on me, looking down on me. So for me to just go out there and play hard for them and my family, I'm going to do so. Thank you. Take care.
How y'all doing?
Good.
What was day one like getting out there and being a professional for the first time?
It's exciting. I was looking forward to it for a long time since the day I got drafted. So it was fun, you know, trying to get my legs back under me. Everyone was pretty sore after the first day, but it was a great experience.
Okay, not a football-related question, but it's obviously Mother's Day. So do you have any inspirational women in your life, and how have they inspired you?
Yep, my mother and my grandmother. My mother's always been, you know, so supportive of me. I went through a lot of ups and downs in my life, and whether I wanted to be an actor or a rapper, whatever, she was always there to support me. So that's like my superwoman.
You also worked together at one point.
Yeah.
Tell us that story and how it came to be.
Yeah, so I had to take a year off because of school. I ended up going back home for a year, and I just couldn't stay in the house, watch my mom work, so I tried to look for a job, end up couldn't find one. She's the manager at Wendy's, so I end up working with her. And I love her to death, but it was terrible. But it's so bad, like, you get no breaks away from your mom. You go to work, you with your mom, you go home, you with your mom, you can't even talk about work, or it was just bad. But I still love her.
When you did that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Just, this was in between, you know, stops for you along your college path, and I'm wondering how that experience help shape you and motivate you to continue, you know, your football path.
Yeah, just seeing, like, first-handedly seeing all the sacrifices she put in to get me and my sister everything we wanted kind of made me push harder and strive to be something in my life.
Jalen, did you get to know Trent McDuffie at all along the way? I know you guys played against each other in the Apple Cup. And
we won by a lot.
Ready for the draft. You guys kind of cross paths at all.
I met Trent at the combine, and I told him, how did it feel for us beating them that bad? Because I never lost to UW. That's my first time playing them. And but yeah, me and Trent, we're close. We both got that Washington connection, and look forward to me and the more and getting to know more about them.
A lot of anxious moments, obviously, during the 3-day weekend of the draft. As the 7th round started, what was that moment like for you when you finally got the call and you saw your name or you heard your name come across that TV?
It was so nerve-wracking. Me personally, I wasn't expecting to go that late, so I was kind of down. And everyone was telling me, like, stay off your phones because I'm looking at every draft pick on day 3 because I knew I was going to be a day 3 guy. Then everyone just kept aggravating me, and they were irritating, and they didn't understand what was going through my head. So I separated myself from the family. Me and one of my close friends, we went out to my car. It was just listening to music, and I already seen Kansas City got two corners, and I really wanted to go to Kansas City. I was like, man. Then they called. I seen the Kansas City area code. Me and my friend looked at each other, and our eyes got super big. And they said, this is the Chiefs. And I was just so excited. I started running full speed down the street. Everyone in the house seen me. They was like, what's wrong? Who is it? Who is it? I was like, it's the Chiefs. So,
you said,
yeah.
Yo, you said you want to go to Kansas City. Why Kansas City? And especially, they've got defensive back and a lot of other picks.
I feel like this is a great position for me. A lot of press, which is usually for longer corners. I love winning, and what better place is a winning place than Kansas City? In the past 5 years, it's no one. So, perfect situation. I hate losing, and we're not going to lose much here, I don't believe.
When you think back to when you were, you thought you were done playing football, mm-hmm. Because of grades, to this moment now, what's that feeling like? Is it making even that much more special?
Yeah, it's super special. I'm just happy I can make my mom proud, give God all the thanks.
You came here on a visit before the draft, right?
Yeah.
How did that go?
It went great. Talked to Coach Spags, talked to Coach Merritt. I just wanted to see, how much I knew IQ-wise and how much I knew about football. And it was great. Once I left, I knew this is where I wanted to be.
With the draft day situation, were you back in Georgia?
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who in all your family was there?
So I don't have a big family. Most of my family lives in Florida. So it's me, my mom, a couple of my close friends, and their parents.
What gave you the indication that the Chiefs were going to go and get you? Was it something on the visit? Or, you said you wanted to really be a Chief. What gave you the pre-indication, pre-draft weekend that the Chiefs might be the team?
To be honest, figuring out where you're going to get drafted is like getting a March Madness bracket, right? You'll never know. All the mock drafts you see, they might get the top 3 picks, right, or 5. But after that, especially going to the second and third day, you'll never know. So I was just praying, because, like I said, I love winning. I was just praying the Chiefs got me, and it ended up happening.
Jay, when you mentioned a lot of press that you like, what other things do you like about this Chiefs defense so far from what you've seen from playing?
Just press. I love pressing. Love getting my hands on people. I live off physicality. I like to get in my opponent's head, and that's what I live for. So that's what we're going to do.
Jalen, you're a Georgia guy, and the numbers came out that Georgia was, one of the top drafted states, of all guys coming. So what does that say about, the state of Georgia and the talent coming out of there?
It's super talented. Where I come from is outside of Atlanta, so it's not – heavily recruited, because why would you go to Augusta and recruit when it's 10 million athletes in Atlanta? But just like seeing the talent-wise, and I know so many talented people that never even got the opportunity to go to college. Then I went to junior college in California, then the talent level dropped. Then seeing the walk-ons at Washington State, I'm like, how did they even get into this school? So I really do think Georgia is the best state for recruiting.
All right, guys. Cool.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.